Hello, audio boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. I'm talking quietly because I'm currently sat on my back garden step. And I have a feeling that if my neighbours hear me talking to myself, they might call for the men in the white coats. Mind you, I could just sort of say, this is what I do. But anyway, as I mentioned the other day, I bought myself a new hover mower in my quest to make my garden usable. I decided this morning, just got a fettle on and decided I was gonna christen it. But I've got a small child to deal with, so I'm thinking, how can I get around this? And then I realised that he has a large playpen in the lounge, at one end of the lounge, and we have large, what do you call them, patio doors, French windows, whatever, double opening things at the other end of the lounge. So I heaved this huge playpen over the back of the sofa and plonked it down by the double doors, opened them up wide so he can enjoy the outdoors, and dropped him in there with a load of toys, a few snacks and a drink, and I set about mowing the grass. And, it's the first time I've used a hover mower since I was about 15 years old. Things have changed a bit. Excuse me, I'm just drinking my coffee. Double espresso. Now, obviously 15 years old, I'm now 41. So that's a long, long time ago. And I guess hover mowers were quite new on the market back then. So they were fairly primitive affairs. And I can remember, there wasn't any sort of collection box on there, because I can remember having to go out and rake the entire blinking lawn when I'd finished. The base was kind of square, and it was identical all the way around, so it could move in any direction with the same amount of, or lack of, resistance. And so the sort of mowing action seemed to be in a sort of side to side, swinging it in a sort of arc from side to side as you walked forward along the lawn. This new one doesn't do that. For a start, it's got like rollers on the front, which, fair enough, they do sort of stay off the ground unless you kind of tip it up, but they still sort of snag on the grass a little bit, and the shape of it is more sort of designed to go in a forwards direction. It's not really designed for swinging side to side, so it's still a case of walking in a straight line up and down the garden, as I was doing with the petrol mower. But anyway, that's not a problem, I suppose. I can live with that. First impressions, when I took it out of the box, I thought, blimey, this feels light. And then I thought, well, of course, it's only got a little electric motor in and not a massive four-stroke engine. But then, I say massive, you know, relatively speaking. And then I kind of felt it, and I thought, oh, blimey, this doesn't seem very substantial at all. It all seems very light and flimsy and stuff, and I don't know, it's not very good. And then I fired it up, and it hardly made any noise in comparison to my petrol mower, and it just didn't seem to have any guts about it. There didn't seem to be any sort of, you know, no, it wasn't like a manly petrol thing. And I thought, oh, I'm not going to like this. And I started whizzing it across the grass, and it didn't seem to be doing much. And I thought, this isn't even cutting. But it was. But just not very much. But then again, my lawn is in really poor condition, so there was a lot of thin sprouting grass. It wasn't like, it hadn't all grown evenly, so there wasn't all that much to actually cut off. It was kind of uneven growth, if that makes any sense. But what do I think of the mower itself? Well, for a start, on the box, it says, or in all the blurb on the BMW, cool, I wish, on the B&Q website, it said it has an adjustable cutting height, which is one of the reasons why I was attracted to it over a slightly lesser model that I could have chosen. I looked at the one in the store and I couldn't see any adjuster or anything, so I figured it must be something on the blade or perhaps something that I just couldn't see that was hidden away underneath. The only way to adjust the height is to take the blade off and fit extra spacers into it, which I find a bit sort of bizarre, slightly misleading. That it says, oh, four adjustable heights, and you think, well, actually, that's not very good, because obviously with my petrol mower, I just drop the wheels down higher or lower on the little levers. So I was a bit put off by that. But then I guess once you've set it, if you keep on top of your lawn and cut it regularly, you're only going to want to use it at the same length. So, you know, fine, I can deal with that. Using it, certainly a lot simpler than the petrol mower. And even the stopping and starting thing, I'm not having to yank a pull cord every time I want to empty the grass collector. Or I want to stop to sort of do something with it with the little fella. And there is like a safety sort of button that you need to press before you can pull the lever, which initially I was like, oh, it's a bit, you know, don't remember them back in the 1980s. But it's not really much of an issue. You can simply reach across with your index finger and kind of, you know, press it while you pull the lever up, which is cool. And once it's going, it's actually all right. And now that I've finished doing the lawn, despite my lawn being in very, very poor condition, it actually looks okay. It has done a nice even job all over, so I'm actually quite pleased with it in the end. The grass collection's quite good as well. I read a lot in the reviews saying, oh, the grass collection's a bit rubbish, but it's actually very good. It kind of like hoovers it up by the back as you drive over it, and it's done quite a good job. And there are some grass clippings that fly around everywhere, but that's, you know, neither here nor there, really. In any case, it's good for your lawn to have some clippings left on it, because they help to keep the lawn strong, so I've been told. So yeah, on the whole, I'm quite chuffed with that. So I've whizzed around and cut my grass, and then I got a bit fussy on and decided to. I've got a rampant buddleia and some climbing roses up the side of my garage, and every year I have to go back and trim them back, because, you know, they grow like 16 feet in a year or something. So I've got to hack these massive long branches off every year. And I've kind of been piling them up next to my compost bin, thinking one day when I've got a bit of spare room in my wheelie bin, I'll just shove them in. But of course, now I've got that much that I can't do it. And I'm not really in a position where I can, have a garden fire, because I think it might upset the neighbours. One set of neighbours I would love to upset, but the others don't deserve smoke all through the kitchen windows in the evenings, bless them. So no, garden fire is never an option. So I decided to start bagging it up. Ready to take to the tip at some point, and managed to impale my finger on a rather large thorn, despite the fact I was wearing gloves. However, they were very old gloves with the finger missing, so I guess that was my fault. Anyway, so I've done that, and then I thought, I'll just sit down here and have a quick relax for a minute. So I've got some old garden chairs that I've had for years and years and years, and they've been sat out in the elements for years and years and years, hardly used. And they were a bit wobbly and a bit rickety, but I didn't think much of it. And as you'll see from the image, which I'll add to this audio book, or you can see it on Instagram or whatever, I kind of went through it. It made me jump. But yeah, unfortunately there was nobody around with a video camera, so I'm not going to get 250 quid to buy a new set of garden furniture, which is a shame. So on the whole, a productive morning. I've just put the little boy to bed. He's gone for a kip. I'm now having a coffee and enjoying my handiwork. And I think I've got the monitor here, the baby monitor. So I think I might just crack on and do a bit more. I'm kind of in the flow now. Maybe start clearing away some of this gravel, ready to start fettling and stuff. Yeah, it looks a lot better just for having mowed and stuff. Tell you what I've decided though, I bloody hate cats. I'm never having another cat. The sooner this one goes, the better. Ugh. Honestly, man. At least when a dog, I used to have a dog and I trained it. I like built a sandpit up in the top of the garden. And that was his place where he went to do his business. But bloody cats just go everywhere, don't they? And because I've got a cat, I've got the only cat in the world that decides he wants to poo in his own garden and not anybody else's. And then of course, because he poos in his own garden, every other bloody cat in the neighbourhood comes around and poos in my garden. And it's bad enough when they do it in the borders, but when they do it in the middle of a blinking lawn. So I christened me new mower in more than one way, which was nice. Bloody things. Anyway, I'm going to crack on. I'll catch you all later. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye.